I promise. Now we are the freight train. More specifically, over here on the keyboards, Mr. Bruce, the master, Cat. On the bass, I started with his daddy in March of 1969, and now I'm playing with him, is Barry Oakley Jr. And up here on the guitar and slide guitar, and he used to sing, but he don't do that no more. But he makes up for it. Mr. Ben Spiracco. And now, Heather, I'm sorry. I promised you that I would lose that nickname, and then you blew it. She made it all the way through the show last night, and about four bars before the end of the encore, she popped the eighth string in the last eighth string in the last nine shows. Yeah, that's it. So she is the shredder. Miss Heather Gillis. And if you make it through tonight, I won't do it again, okay? I promise. And down here on the far end is my son, my oldest son. You know him as the cute little kid on the cover of Brothers and Sisters, and now he's gonna leave. I'm sorry, Baylor. I promised I wouldn't do that anymore, and I lied. That is my son in who I am well pleased, Mr. Baylor Trucks. And back here on the boobaps, the rookie, the new guy, Mr. Garrett Dawson. And as you can tell from my hat, my name is Rushy. See, it says FTB. That means Freight Train Band. And that says Rushy, and you can figure out what that means. How do you know it's a drummer knocking at the door? It speeds up. Now, to add insult to injury, I'm going to sing a song. Which one critic called Hollering. But since it's a Bob Dylan song, I don't give a shit. God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but the next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe said, where you want this killing done? God said, down out Highway 61. Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. He asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place I know. And Sam said, tell me quick, man, I've got to run. Oh, Howard just pointed with his gun and said that way down Highway 61. Thank you. Topanga said to Louis the King, I've got 40 red, white, and blue shoes trained, and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. And he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. Night told the first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she said, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. And he says, oh, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. He was very bored, trying to create an expo war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. Said, I've never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.